Purpose of life. After all, a life without purpose is a life wasted. Multitudes of people drifting aimlessly to and fro without a set purpose deny themselves such fulfillment of their capacities and the satisfying happiness which attends it. They are not wicked. They are only shallow. They are not mean or vicious. They simply are empty. Shake them and they would rattle like gourds. They lack range, depth, and conviction. Without purpose, their lives ultimately wander into the morass of dissatisfaction. As we harness our abilities to a steady purpose and undertake the long pull toward its accomplishment, rich compensations reward us. A sense of purpose simplifies life and therefore concentrates our abilities, and concentration adds power. The purpose of life, then, is to lead a life of purpose, and its meaning is to give life meaning. But what is meant by purpose and meaning? They simply mean the big picture, vision, chief aim, or core values that all other goals are subordinate to. For example, our purpose might be to leave the world a better place than the way we found it, or to make everyone we meet happier. Either of these purposes would be noble and achievable. How can we help create a better world or make others happier? Wouldn't you agree that one way is by refusing to steal, criticize, intimidate, gossip, or argue? Another way would be to treat others with kindness, generosity, honesty, and respect. Our goal should be not merely to be good, but to be good for something, to have value that we offer to the world. Our purpose is the path we follow. It's a broad paintbrush that colors all areas of our life. When all personal goals, such as career, family, are aligned with our purpose, we will be authentic beings with integrity. The Indian philosopher Patanjali explains, "When you are inspired by some great purpose, some extraordinary project, all your thoughts break their bonds. Your mind transcends limitations. Your consciousness expands in every direction, and you find yourself in a new, great, and wonderful world. Dormant forces, faculties, and talents become alive, and you discover yourself to be a greater person by far than you ever dreamed yourself to be." Despite the importance of purpose, many of us are still floundering, drifting in an unknown direction. Why is that? One reason is fear. We're afraid to state our target because we may miss it. To avoid failure, we avoid having a purpose. But that strategy makes as much sense as an ostrich hiding from its enemies by burying its head in the sand. If we don't stand for something, we may fall for anything. What is the purpose of living if we don't have something to live for? Those who lead empty lives sometimes turn to bigotry and hatred for solace. So we need to be careful to choose a purpose that will help us to grow, help our potential unfold, and help us transcend our present limitations. Our potential is staggering. We are co-creators of the universe. God has made us partners in creation. He created the universe. We created music. He created the world. We created the pyramids. He created life. We created language that allows us to reflect on life. Considering our unique position in the universe, our purpose should be equally unique. It should be bigger than life. Since we are only as strong as our purpose, it should be courageous and uplifting. Buddha offers some advice. Your work is to discover your work, and then with all your heart to give yourself to it.